Hey, where are you going, Jim? The elevator's over here.
Taking the stairs.
But our meeting's up on 8.
Yeah, I know.
But that's 8 floors up. That's like 8 times... 8, I don't... A lot of stairs.
That's the point. I've already lost a few pounds and earned almost $100 in wellness incentives.
Whoa, you're getting rewarded for working out?
Yeah, I know. I'm just as surprised as you are, Bob.
Fearless is full of surprises. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits and sign up at fepblue.org/chooseblue by December 11th.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.
All right, good afternoon. Welcome to the Locked On Eagles podcast. I am Teron Davenport, and you are tuned in to your only daily podcast, 15 minutes. That's what we bring, just talking nonstop Eagles Monday through Friday. And here we are. It's a Friday afternoon. Just heard from Doug Peterson, got some injury updates. So just to bring you up to speed, a couple of the guys that are going to be questionable are going to be Benny Logan, Ron Brooks. You're going to see Michael Kendricks listed as questionable as well. So there are some things that the Eagles will have to do on defense in order to make up for some of these guys that aren't playing. Benny Logan has been one of their best defensive players this season, especially last week against the Redskins. He had a standout game. He was getting that pressure that you want, getting in the backfield. And he's just doing a good job of getting off of blocks and you know, just doing what he has to do up front to make it more difficult to run the football. Now, it's funny that we say that because here it is, you know, the Eagles are coming off of a game against the Redskins, which they allow 230 yards rushing. But Benny Logan actually was one of the guys that stood out. That's something that Jim Schwartz spoke about as well. Another thing that Jim Schwartz said was you're going to see more reps for Bo Allen. So that tells me that it's very likely that Benny Logan won't be able to go. He already had the calf spasms, and now he has the groin injury. So there's a couple of things that he's having to deal with. And one of my guys, Matt Lombardo, I was talking to him, and he said he caught up with Logan yesterday, and Logan said he was fine. But we'll see what happens because, you know, he hasn't practiced all week. And usually when a guy misses Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday practice, it's not likely for him to go. Of course, that's what happened with Logan before. Well, no, pardon me. He was at the walkthrough. He missed all 3 days. And then they tested him out on Saturday, and he still went. That was before the Lions game. But anyhow, the long story short of this is that they could be short along the defensive line. If they are, that definitely could be troublesome for them. Definitely take a look at Destiny Vial. He's a guy that's a rookie D tackle that, you know, he had a couple penalties called on him, but he's made some good plays. He had the penalty last week against the Redskins, but he's been solid as well. So you could see a combination of Bo Allen and Destiny Vial at defensive tackle. In addition to that, with the Connor Barwin and Vinnie Curry, those are two other guys that are going to see a change in reps. It's very likely that Barwin is going to have a decrease in reps, which would obviously mean an increase for Vinnie Curry. Now, when you look at Connor Barwin, he is a guy, okay, he only has one sack. He has 9 tackles. But I think the major liability that comes into play when you're looking at Barwin is against the run. So many times I've seen him get turned inside. I've seen him not be able to maintain that outside contain that you have to maintain in order to flush running plays back inside to your linebackers, your guys who are on demand to make those tackles, to make those plays. When you don't have that outside contain, that's how you get those long runs, the stretch plays and the toss, the sweeps, those type of plays where the running back can hit that outside and then get to that second level and have a long run. Connor Barwin, he's not going to be in on rushing downs. I think you'll see less and less of him on first and second downs, more on third downs, to where he's going to become actually a situational pass rusher. That's what I think is going to happen with Barwin in this game and going forward. Vinnie Curry, a major financial investment in him. Obviously, you would like to see more from Curry, but I tell you what you're going to see, and I talked to him about this a couple weeks ago, and it's starting to come into fruition, where you're seeing him in their own version of the NASCAR package, whereas you'll see Vinnie Curry bump inside to tackle. along with Fletcher Cox, and that'll be in passing situations where you'll see Connor Barwin and Brandon Graham on the outside, Fletcher Cox as one of the tackles, and Curry as well. So that gives them four pass rushers, four guys that can really get upfield, and that's what they're going to have to do. And I think that could come into play because they're going to be in a number of nickel situations, which will also allow them to make up for the loss of Benny Logan. I like Curry as a pass rusher, even from the inside. So that's going to be something to keep an eye out for. Defensively as well in the secondary, that's something else to look at. Ron Brooks, as we mentioned, at the calf injury, he's listed as questionable. So with him being questionable, that's going to cause a shuffle along the secondary. So what you end up seeing is Malcolm Jenkins dropping down to the slot corner. And with Jenkins dropping down the slot corner, that will give Jalen Watkins, who I think is a very solid defensive back, that will give him an opportunity to get some snaps, some game time as safety. So those are some things that you see. Watkins has worked on his tackling. That's something, as a secondary, they missed some tackles last week against the Redskins. And that's what allowed some of those runs to become a bit longer than they should have been. And Watkins, you know, is a guy that has improved tackling wise. And obviously Rodney McLeod is the chief back there when it comes to single high and even just coming up and making plays against the run, coming off a 13 tackle game. So these are our guys in the secondary that are going to have to make plays. Jalen Mills with Leotis McKelvin, he's the other one that's listed as questionable with that everlasting hamstring injury. Jalen Mills is going to have to step up. He's going to be called upon once again. I mean, you talk about a welcome to the NFL type of situation for a rookie corner. I mean, how would you like to be charged with the task of going against Alshon Jeffrey, Antonio Brown? You get a break, you come back, and you have to face, you know, after the Lions game, you have to face DeSean Jackson. And now you're up against Stephon Diggs, a guy who's one of the best route runners in the league, a guy who is very shifty in and out of his breaks. He's a receiver that's ascending, and he's someone that, you know, getting him in the fifth round by the Vikings, that was quite a steal. I know Stephon personally, and he's a dog. He's going to bring on every snap. He has a groin injury also. Make no mistake about it, he'll be fine. That's not going to keep him from playing. So Stephon Diggs presents a big-time task for the Eagles, and Jalen Mills is going to have to step up. You know, that's going to be his fourth difficult assignment. I don't think that it's too big of a job for him. I think that he'll be able to hold his own. So we'll see how that works out as well. So that was all that we had to say about the defense. Well, before we move on, just want to touch on the linebackers because Michael Kendricks is listed as questionable. I wonder if the Eagles got the right Kendricks brother. You know, his brother Eric Kendricks is playing outstanding football for the Vikings. He's second on the team with 36 tackles. Very sound in coverage. You know, Michael Kendricks is a guy that I think it's disappointing because of how much ability he has. Knowing what he brings to the table and seeing what he does on the football field, it's disappointing to all of us. I mean, Seth Joyner said it right. You know, he wishes that he could have been blessed with the athleticism that Michael Kendricks brings. So that's saying a lot when you have Seth Joyner, who was a beast. In my book, the best linebacker to ever put on the Eagles uniform. If he says it, you know, that just goes to show you the disappointment. But anyhow, Kendricks, he's going to be questionable. If he's not ready to go, Stephen Tulloch will have to step up. And when they're in their base personnel, that's your 4-3, that's what you're going to see. Kendricks out with him being questionable. And then you'll see Tulloch, Jordan Hicks, and Nigel Bradham. So those are some of the things we want to look at the defense. Just wrapping it up real quick on offense, you have Jason Kelce, who is going to be, I believe he's going to be good to go. Yeah, Peterson said he'll be good to go. He was out of practice on Wednesday. He was limited on Thursday. We'll see. He came out. We just watched them doing pre-practice. We don't see the full practice, so I can't tell you right now if he's questionable or limited, rather. But we'll see what happens there, the foot situation with him. So he's going to have to really be on point this week because you have Roberson. They bump him inside to D-tackle in their NASCAR package. Then you have Linval Joseph, who was just an absolute monster on the inside, back when he was at the combine, 39 reps on the bench. So he's clearly full of strength. So Kelsey's going to have to really be ready to go work that leverage game, especially when they're, you know, trying to open up those lanes, the rushing lanes. And it's going to be a situation for this Eagles team that they're going to have to be ready to go. They're going to have to be able to run the football. And you can't let an opposing team dictate what you're going to do on offense. You have to dictate that to the defense. So with the Vikings being a top three rushing defense, the Eagles, they're going to have to run the football. That time of possession is crucial. So one way that you could do that is by running the football. However, you could also incorporate the short passing game, which means the Eagles need to utilize Zach Ertz more. Work him on the shallow crosses. Get Brent Celek in the mix. Trey Burton also on the tight end screens. I work the slants with your bigger receivers in Dorial Green-Beckham and Jordan Matthews. You could even take some shots down the field as well if they're there with Nelson Aguilar. If you could get him matched up with Trey Waynes, you see, Trey Waynes is very grabby, right? He likes to press. So here's the thing. Aguilar has that release that is – really good. So if he could get that release against a guy like Trey Waynes, it could be a good situation for the Eagles. They may not throw him the football, they may not complete the football, but if he beats Trey Waynes at the line and gets by him, Waynes likes to grab. So that could lead to some illegal hands, you know, illegal use of hands, a holding, pass interference, whatever you want to phrase it as, but that could help them march the ball down the field. So those are some of the things that you want to see on offense for the Eagles. The running game, like I said, all four guys need to get the ball. You need to get the ball to Kenjon Barner on the stretch plays. There's a lot of speed on this defense. So if you could get it outside, you know, pull that guard and have him go ahead and clear the way, lead the way for a guy like Barner who has the speed to get outside, bang it inside with Wendell Smallwood. Ryan Matthews, you could do multiple things with. And Darren Sproles, you know, you could run inside with him. He surely has a speed to get outside also, in addition to that, out of the backfield. This is a week we talk about the short passing game and the high percentage passing game. I tell you, if they could just work Zach Ertz and Darren Sproles in packages together, man, where you have them stacked, whereas either one, you could have Ertz lining up on the line of scrimmage, flexed, and Darren Sproles just outside of him off the ball, and just work various routes with these two guys, they'll get open for you. Wentz, catch and throw, get the ball to your guys. And that's what you have to when you're going against a defense like this. They have 19 sacks. They're number three in the NFL in sacks. So total defense, they're number two only to the Seattle Seahawks. So this is a defense that's definitely a team that likes to, you know, smother offenses. So if you could add wrinkles, you know, that's something that you could do, stacking the two, Ertz and Sproles. Also, they need to use more of that ace formation. Not more of, they need to go to it. The ace formation, use two tight ends, flanking with wide receivers. You're establishing more gaps for them to defend horizontally. That will help you running the football. That's something that you really need to see. So those are some of the things that I think they could do on offense. This game is going to be a tough game. I think it's going to be one of their toughest, this opponent. I mean, Sam Bradford is coming home, and he wants to show this Eagles team up. Make no mistake about it. He doesn't like how they gave up on him, but as he says, this is the NFL. You expect the unexpected, and anything could happen. So that's the deal. It's going to be a great game. You guys enjoy this game. I'm looking forward to watching it and all of the games. Hey, NFL starts early. You got the Giants and Rams in London, so you'll get your day started off early. You got college football tomorrow. Be sure to look out for some of the prospect previews, you know, the guys to watch. I always bring you two per week, so we'll definitely have to look at a corner, and we'll see what other position, maybe a linebacker. We'll see whatever I cook up tonight and have ready for you in the morning. Be sure to check that out on theeagleswire.usatoday.com. This podcast, I'm telling you, Monday through Friday, this is what we do. 10 to 15 minutes. You don't see it anywhere else. Eagles talk every day, Monday through Friday. You continue to tune in. Subscribe on iTunes, Locked On Podcast, Locked On Eagles. as well as on Audio Boom, Locked On Eagles. Definitely continue to check me out on Twitter at @TDavenport_NFL. Folks, enjoy your weekend. We'll be back Monday.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.